son is still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you
taken this medicine?
Okay, and the patient might answer, I some yesterday. Why haven't you taken it? He says,
I took all I was supposed to yesterday.
Okay, and I will something more later.
And then I'll take more, yeah.
Okay, and if there's somebody who can't hear anything at all, you might say he's stone
deaf.
Okay. Do you know of a county in West Texas with that in its name?
Deaf Smith.
Okay. Okay.
There's a school in San Antonio named Deaf Smith.
Is that right? Have you ever heard it pronounced any other way?
Deep.
Have you ever heard that?
It seemed to me like I've heard some older people when I was real small use the word deep.
Are you talking about just the word, or are you talking about the name of the county?
Oh, I was just talking about the word.
Have you ever heard Deep Smith? The county? Or?
No, I didn't mean the word Smith. I just meant hard of hearing. That seemed like I've heard elderly people way back here say deep instead of deaf.
Yeah, okay. If a man began to sweat when he started to work, then by the time he finished, you'd say he really what a lot?
He sweats a lot.
Okay, or?
Perspires a lot.
Yesterday, he really what a
sweated.
Lot. Okay, and let's see. Oh, what do you call a kind of sore? Sometimes it comes on the back of a person's neck. Oh, I guess it can be anywhere.
A
lot of
times. Boil?
Okay. Let's see. Okay, when a doctor has to lance a boil, the stuff that drains out is called what?
Well, I don't know if there's a nicer word, but pus is one word.
Okay. You might say, a bee stung me and my hand
is swollen.
Okay, or, excuse me, it, yesterday is when it
began to swell.
Okay, and one time before it, something up, same word.
It swelled up.
Okay. If you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin when you have a blister is called what? Do you have a name for it?
Water.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a bullet
wound.
Okay. Sometimes a wound doesn't heal clean, and a white granular substance might form around the edge, and sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum, and you'd call that, what?
I can't think of what you're calling
it. Have you ever heard it called any kind of flesh?
Prob flesh.
Okay. If you get just a little cut on your finger, and you want to put something on it, you know, to keep it from getting infected, you might go get a bottle of red stuff out of the
mercurochrome.
Okay, or if you didn't get mercurochrome, you might get something that stings more.
Methylate.
Okay, or another thing that
stings. Iodine.
Okay.
How about iodine?
Have you ever heard of, which one do you say?
Iodine.
Okay, what, who have you heard say iodine?
Oh, I don't know, but I was thinking the word quinine, I've heard it called quinine.
Uh-huh. Which would you say?
Quinine.
Okay.
But over in England, they call it quinine.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that during the war? Or?
Yeah.